finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, Eric, we fucked up on the grind last week. Both of us, being out of it, just took a lot out of our sails. You know, we honest mistake, but we did completely forget about it. This week, we made sure to be here, and you know, we're in the fifth place game. There's absolutely nothing at stake for us. We've been out since week one of the playoffs, but yeah. Let's go through. We have a crazy championship game, and I just want to kind of highlight this. Let's go to the grind real quick. Let's do the screen share here. Not only we've talked about how this league was so competitive, right? We get the 7 and the 5 seed in the title game. I mean, in many leagues, the 7 seed doesn't even get to the fucking dance, right? They don't even have a chance. 7 in the title game. By the way, 7 took us out. Chill Will. But Chill Will is going to need everything he's got tomorrow, Sunday, because he just got Derrick Henry. 50.2. The 0.2 from Xavier Worthy don't fucking matter. I mean, he's got fucking Derrick Henry going for 50 with his life on the line. We'll definitely get through this matchup, but Eric, we're watching these games here on, you know, the 27th, a couple days after Christmas. What are your thoughts on the game so far? Outside of Henry, it's like been complete doozies for everyone, it feels like.
Honestly, yeah, if you've had anyone from any of the 4 or 5 games that I've played already, you probably want to jump off a fucking roof.
Yeah.
Legit. Head
like,
first.
The best you could have done is have a guy kind of hang and cold serve with his projection for the most part, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Like Stroud, like here in this matchup, Stroud hit his projection.
Think about that for a second.
Aaron Jones hit his projection a little bit. So
Stroud hits his projection throwing 2 touchdowns in the first 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah, you thought he was going for 4?
He hits his projection. That's crazy. Amon Ross St. Brown, the Lions collapse. Yeah, it's been a lot of crazy stuff down the stretch here. So in this big matchup here, we got Chill Will, like I said, versus Willard. This is the 5 and the 7. 16 and 12, 15 and 13. Stroud and Aaron Jones, as you alluded to, already in 18 and 15.8. Then he has Bucky Irving going. They played Miami at 1. Amon Ross in the books, 15.3. Troy Franklin in the books at 5.9. The rest of his lineup is still to play. So he's got Smitty. They play at Buffalo this week. He's got Ty Warren versus the Jags. Pearsall in the lineup. He's questionable. I believe he's going to play.
Limited all 3 days, so I'm expecting him to play.
Yeah. they play Chicago Sunday night. Pittman versus the Jags. Genty versus the Giants. I'll say this. Genty in the championship game probably isn't a commonplace thing, but the one thing is that matchup's juicy, and if you look, they rarely have a juicy matchup, but normally when they do, Genty has had the ability to kind of, actually get the rock and do some shit with it, so.
They also literally have nobody on that offense.
Exactly. Brock Bowers.
Bowers is out.
yep, there's nothing left, so. I think, he's no lock to go off, as you know, but I think there's a flammable potential for Genty this week. We got Tracy also in that same matchup, so the running backfield for Genty and Tracy on the other side. Jalen Hurts in a big matchup versus Josh Allen on Sunday, 4:25. Flip side here, Willard, who's in the driver's seat at the moment, projected to win by 10, still close after the crazy Derrick Henry. So you got Jacoby Brissett versus the Bengals. I expect them to throw maybe 60 times. I mean, this should be a fucking chuck fest in that game.
Yep.
Derrick Henry, 50.2. Montgomery, 6.3. Marv is questionable. He played. I expect him to play. He played last week, so Yeah. We'll see to what degree
Worthy fucked him hard.
Worthy basically was a fucking complete zero. I mean, he got a carry, so that's what happened there. CD 9.8, definitely less than desirable. Rough. Yep. Pitts has been on a heater. You got Breece Hall, who's been pretty abysmal versus the Pats. I expect probably abysmal things there. You never know, though. Charbonnet, Pollard, Blake Corum, and then Baker Mayfield versus the Dolphins. At least that has get-right potential. But, man, this is the thing. Baker has just not been right for weeks now. And, that's a big part of his team. So
Would you throw Darnold in over him? Because he has Darnold on the board.
I was just going to ask you. Darnold, I'll tell you this. I think I still roll with Baker. And here's my question or pause about it. That he had that crazy touchdown, and they brought him. He brought him back to win versus the Rams. Down the stretch. But like three quarters into that game, he was coming off that shitty game versus the Colts, and you're like, this guy's seeing ghosts again. I'd say it's probably a coin flip if I'm being honest. I would probably roll with Baker. I also think Carolina's been playing pretty good football lately too, so that's probably part of the reason I say that as well. Miami matchup's pretty shitty. Like, Miami's fucking terrible.
Agreed.
So I was gonna look actually, because at the moment I was gonna go to the third place game, by the way. What did you have anything on that matchup, by the way?
Yeah, I mean, just for Willard's, I mean, he lost Metcalf because of a stupid suspension. Hawkinson was out, so he did lose two guys like before the week even started, which kind of sucked for him. But
it is
what it is. Henry's 50 burger makes up for a lot. Like you said, he's projected to win right now because of Derrick Henry. If Derrick Henry would have just hit his projection of 17.4, this is probably 70-30 right now. Right. So, I mean, Henry picking up Xavier Worthy and Montgomery, like basically helping them out reach their projections, plus probably CDs. Like, it's just crazy.
If you sprinkle Derrick Henry's extra from his, like, let's say he goes for 20. Let's say you expect him to go for 20. You put that extra 30, it covers Montgomery's projection, it covers Worthy's and fucking Lamb. CDs, and, you know, a little sprinkles, you know, for the holidays on everyone else. I do think, at the end of the day, I think Willard's in the driver's seat, but it's interesting because I could see some guys that don't do a lot here. I think it's really going to come down to do Brissett, do Pitts, and do Baker actually show up, right? Like, if Brissett and Pitts continue to play the way they have been throughout the, you know, weeks prior, and Baker actually has a, you know, top, let's call it 12 week, I think he's going to be right where he needs to be, even if these other guys kind of let him down.
I think the key to this entire matchup is on Chill Will's side, and that's with Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts has a monster game, like against Buffalo here, it works. You know, if it's like a 35-31 type game, high scoring, both quarterbacks are at the top of their, you know, top of their games, throwing the ball, running the ball and all that. If Jalen Hurts can put up a 35 or something like that and get the ball to Devontae, for a touchdown at least, then I think we got a game here. So I think that's going to be the key here for Chilwell. It's got to come from Jalen and Devontae.
I do think, because we have seen both those guys also have scary games. And if this ends up being, whether it's the wind or it just doesn't end up being kind of a, you know, low scoring game, that could be troublesome. I'll say to me, Chilwell also, while I agree that with that point, I think he has the Joker cards. And Genty, again, I'll bring this back up, because Genty has had these games where, you know, you're single digits, right? Multiple, lots of them. But if you think about it, he has potential to go crazy versus Giants team. Dude, if he goes for 30-plus, right, and kind of negates a lot of that big Derrick Henry game, all of a sudden you're right back to this is a fucking ball game. Because right now, Genty in that matchup could go crazy. So I'm very curious to see who can pull this out. Another thing, the Joker card, I want to call it. This one's in a negative way. Tyler Warren's still projected for his healthy fucking 15. I don't know. I don't fucking see it, buddy. He hasn't had 15 since the bye. It just has been rough for Tyler Warren. So I think Chilwell also needs to have somebody make up for the lack of Tyler Warren play lately.
Yeah.
Dude, look at these yardages. 22, 15, 19, 30 since the bye. I mean, crazy. So
yeah,
definitely to your point, the stack of Smitty and Hurts could go crazy. The other one here, I don't know if we do have a third place payout or not. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure we do.
I imagine we do. I mean, don't know what it is.
Shit talking. I can't believe this game is this close, and he has started two zeros in his lineup.
Bro,
I mean, he didn't have another quarterback. I think this is the guy who fucking beat us too, right?
It is. Well, no, sorry. We lost to Chilwell. Here's the thing. You don't have another QB, okay? And I get it, right? Yeah. But this is also, to me, I don't know if it's tapping out or what, but like this is why we have the deadline off, right? Like, now granted, it's for a third place game, maybe, and then, you're just saying fuck it.
Both of his quarterbacks started with a zero, and Vidal, like, yeah.
And he's had one of these years where, dude, look at this bench for the record, right? Like, you've had one of these years where you're like, okay, maybe I'm not putting any more chips because I'm fucked. You got Daniel Jones, you got Jaden Daniels, right? You've got Devin Neal and IR when you already have Kamara still fucking hasn't played in forever. Roma Dunze with this whole foot bullshit, the foot fetish. You got Torrey Horton on IR. Like, you're fucking just, you know, getting gutted. Not to mention you started Kamani Vidal and J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I mean, you could have threw Gasecki or somebody in the Jake Tonjes in the super flex spot over Mariota.
And put JCM in the running back spot instead of Vidal, for sure. Yeah, I mean.
Right, yeah. So he could have definitely did it, but it is what it is. I mean, if you just want to give up, you want to give up your money, that's fine. I mean, I want to win money personally.
I mean, I know. Well, shit-talking Metro's got a he's got some shit-talking to do. Let us know the fuck's going on over there. Or did you pop your cherry, super buff cherry? Did it pop, and that's why you bailed here? I will say it's, you know, 20-point favorite, and I think Castle Black, just by having a healthy lineup, probably takes this one home. So we will see. It'll be interesting. Speaking of guys that are gone cold, Egbuka has gone really cold from his hot start, and you would probably need Egbuka to have a good game. You would need, you know, JSN to have his crazy show out game. Another thing that just doesn't seem to be happening lately, it's kind of all collapse for him, with Jonathan Taylor also just being kind of like a running back two of late, you know. So it's one of those where maybe it's not even worth it. Like, fuck it, I just wave the white flag. As much as I'd like to win some money, there's no more chips to push in here. But that's really it, man. That's the preview for us. Big championship game. Third place game is, you know, still up in the air, but you would need a lot if you are shit talking Metro. I think this one, it's not over. Derrick Henry definitely made this a tough one for Chill Will, but a lot of guys still in the matchup, and it's 10-point projection. So we got a lot to watch still.
Yeah, and overall, really good season. You know, our team, especially like last week, I think it put up a pretty good amount last week. And
oh, yeah. You know, we did.
We put up 196 last week. And, you know, obviously we weren't playing. That's with Rashee Rice still in the lineup because we didn't change it out. But, yeah, we put up 196 last week, which we would definitely be in the finals if we would have won the first week. So, unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, I will say,
we put up 181 the week we lost.
I was just about to say that. We didn't have a chance to because we were out last week. Touch on this. Like, you can't do anything but tip your cap to Chill Will, right? Who runs away with the high for the week. But 181, and I'm not going to go through and actually do the math, but 181 wins you a large majority of the weeks in this league, right? So, hey, we put up a fucking good week. We just got beat by Chill Will that week, you know?
Yeah. How about this? It's the 7 versus the 5 seed in the championship.
That's what I was saying. That's what I started with. I said, bro, about parity. No, you're good. Talk about parity. This league, a guy that shouldn't even have, well, I shouldn't say shouldn't have, but in a lot of leagues doesn't make it in, right? He beats us round one, goes off. Now you have these two guys playing at a high level for the title. I think I will say this, two things. One, this league has been active and has been very competitive all year. Probably in the opening years, one of the more competitive that I can remember in Dynasty. But two, it also goes to the point, I think, in a more generic sense. Man, these years out of a startup, a lot of times, not to this degree. I normally don't see it this competitive, but there's a lot of teams in the mix for competing. And, you know, two years after that, it's like, okay, who's pushed too much chips in? And do some of these rebuilding teams kind of get back in the mix? But this was a fun league, dude. I'm kind of definitely not excited that we lost. I thought we had a chance to really win this one or get, you know, pretty far. but we so, I think we're going to be in a good spot next year, and I'm excited to run it back next year.
Yeah, I think so too. We got a good team. We don't have any draft picks, but oh well, we kind of sold out for that, but not a big deal. I think we still have a good, you know, good players that we can rely on. So
yeah, and we didn't touch on this too. We made a bevy of trades. Well, only a couple, I think, but we made two trades going into the game. The wild card weekend, whatever you want to call it. I still think they were, when I look back at them, right? A lot of times you'll say, okay, they're good trades if you win, right? If you win the league. I still believe that they were good trades. We got Jordan Addison for 2 seconds, right? Mm-hmm. 2 seconds and 27. Now, shit talking Metro, when his team gets more healthy, I think he'll still be a late second. As long as our team doesn't completely fall off the cliff, I think we're a late second. I still like that trade. And then the other one was, trying to remember,
Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers, which, dude, the Jacoby Myers trade, I still think is probably worth the risk if you're out of it. But to me, Matthew Golden is one of the players that, like, I had a lot of hopes for him going into the year. But when I'm watching what's happening here, I'm just like, I'm ready to pivot, you know. So when I still look at next year and moving forward, I still am a fan of the sides we received, even though we didn't get the valuable or the desired outcome we were looking for in that wild card week. So no picks in this 26 class to speak of. I think we might have a fourth, but we have most of our 27s. We're down our second, so you know, we got to come back next year stronger. But good luck, since we're not in it, man. I will get both shots. Good luck to Chillwill. Good luck to Zach Willard, a couple of dope dudes, and we'll see who wins this slugfest, man. I will say it would be really tough. I don't have Derrick Henry. I'm in 6 title games. I don't have Derrick Henry going in any of them. It would be, I'm going against him in 1. If I had Derrick Henry on my team and lost, that would be a tough fucking cookie to swallow.
It's like last week, if you had Puka or Stafford or Kyle Pitts the 1 week, like same thing.
How about if last week I had in a start 9, Kyle Pitts, Matt Stafford, Puka Nacua, and lost? That happened to me. So I will say it's going to be interesting to see. Anything you got before we hop up out of here, buddy?
No, this is like a new experiment that we wanted to try this year. Kind of going over mine and Adam's thought process as a start sits. I don't want to say it was a home run or anything, but I think it was pretty fun. I enjoyed doing it. Hopefully we can improve next year. So if you guys have any comments of what you'd like to hear, any more of our thoughts or anything for next year, you know, DM me or Adam on X, or if you're in Discord, on Discord, like what kind of stuff you guys would want to see more of, and we can try and implement that more for next year. But I did have fun doing this. I think it's kind of cool to something different in the space that not a lot of people are doing.
Yeah,
and yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think that was a good really good ending segue too. If you do, obviously, I think if you're in the league, right, you're gonna listen to this every week, and you are, you know, probably don't have any qualms or quorums with it. But if you do have any feedback that you think would be constructive for moving forward, whether you're in the league or not, make sure you shoot us a message. I've enjoyed it as well. I think we kind of we enjoyed the process of both setting our lineups, talking about our team, and going through this league. So looking to see kind of what the feedback is, and also, you know, what we can do to try to improve on next year, or you know, what type of things you might want to hear from us moving forward. As always, too, make sure you, if you're listening to this part at this point, go ahead and leave us a review on the Spotify or on YouTube. Go over and check our other stuff out. I know this is unlisted, but give us a like and subscribe on the YouTube channel if you have not. And, you know, give us a nice review for the Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast from, for the South Harmon podcast feed. That is going to be it. Signing off for The Grind. We'll talk about the offseason at some point, but we'll see what kind of feedback we get, and we'll go from there. Otherwise, we'll see you back here in a little while. What do you got, E?
I think maybe we'll do like a post-draft episode and kind of go over the draft, when we do the rookie draft. So maybe that's when we'll come back online for it.
I like that. We'll go. We'll give you an update of the league after the 26 class and the draft.
Maybe a preview episode before the draft.
I think we could do maybe a mini, like a little mini episode similar to this, 20 minutes or something, 30 minutes, like around, let's call it after the Super Bowl, leading into the draft, and then after the draft, once the selections are in. I like that call.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun.
Sounds good, buddy. Well, Good luck to everybody in the grind, and we will see you back here at some point in the offseason. We're out of here. Peace.
See ya.